You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The Jurgen Klopp revolution in full swing now, Mr. Phelps. They've won three straight games after Thursday night's win against Rubin Kazan. This will be a test, though, against Crystal Palace, a team that we've mentioned numerous times on the podcast are good away from home, or have been under Alan Pardew. They've lost at Leicester and Man City, though, recently. Man City in the Capital One Cup in the last couple of weeks away from home. But overall, under Pardew, they've won 9 of 13 away in the Premier League.
Yes. Like you say, that started to kind of go on the wane a little bit. Yeah. They've been under par. Not just under Pardew recently, yeah. I think, at Crystal Palace. Klopp hasn't won a home league game yet, hasn't he, at Anfield. Did you see the interview that they showed when Jordan Ibe, they asked him about, oh, so Jordan Ibe got his first goal, and he's taken Jordan Ibe under his wing a little bit more, and there's been a lot of press this week about how he's like a different player. And he's got this weird thing, Klopp, where he had a deadpan straight face while the question was starting to be asked. And as soon as the interviewer said, tell me, and so, you know, good performance, congratulations, well done. Tell me about Jordan Ibe's first goal. And he just goes into this unbelievable grin from right, nowhere. Okay. It's like naught to grin in like 0.5 seconds. So, you know, obviously he's having some sort of impact there, you know, cuddling all the players and they come off. And he's obviously, you know, making... I think it's interesting that he hasn't gone in there in a blaze of glory and had this unbelievable honeymoon period. He's gone in there and it's been a steady progression, hasn't it? And they're getting better and better. And we're seeing that on the pitch. Palace are the bogey team a little bit, though, aren't they, Derek?
Yeah, you know, they are.
I always like mentioning this, the old, when the Chris Stanball thing, you know, when they lost the Premier League.
Yes.
And Suarez was there, of course, still, way back when. And they just always seem to have this little bit of a problem. Ever since they beat, did they beat Palace 9-1, was it, that way back
9-0.
When? 9-0 it was. Yeah. Ever since then, I think Crystal Palace have had the sign of Liverpool. But I expect them to get the job done here. Tempting to go with Palace, given what they did, you know, at Chelsea, of course. And, you know, but can they do that again? I'm not sure. I think Liverpool will control this game and shut Palace out. Tottenham did that. Leicester did that. They only got one goal against Watford, Crystal Palace. So, you know, their goals have dried up a little bit. I'm going to go for Liverpool to win an under 2.5 goals here against Crystal Palace. And the Klopp slow revolution to continue to bear fruit.
That's 5-2 here with William Hill, Liverpool, and under 2.5 goals. Derek?
Palace 5-1 all day long. They won their 3-1 last season when, you know, Liverpool weren't quite as bad as they have been this season. Yeah, okay, they've shown an improvement, Lee. You're right, three straight wins. One of them was against the Bournemouth side that had players you'd never heard of. Ruben in midweek were absolutely atrocious. And in the other game that you'd hold up as a sign that Klopp is working the Oracle was the game against Chelsea last week. But the thing is, beating Chelsea now is no—it's no feather in the cap anymore, is it? Everybody's beaten them, and I'm not sure Liverpool are suddenly a different team. I want to see more evidence of that, and I'm not backing them at odds on here to beat a Palace team who are still very good away from home. Yeah, the results are not quite as rosy as they were as they used to be on the road, but still, they played 5 away games in the league and they've won 3. Christ, you know. Big teams would kill for that kind of record, and a 5-1. It's just too big. It's too big. Palace for me.
5-1. Crystal Palace for Derek.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.